Boa tarde.
Brayden here. This is Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 1, getting into Portuguese arguments about soccer.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sandra, and welcome to PortuguesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Portuguese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. In this lesson, you'll learn about noun-verb agreement and the Vasco and Botafogo football teams.
This conversation takes place in the afternoon at school.
And it's between Luciani and Dustin.
Their speakers are friends, so they will be speaking casually.
Let's listen to the conversation. Parece que o Botafogo está fora da Copa.
Que decepção. Eles têm os melhores artilheiros, mas não conseguem fazer gol.
Mas não fica triste. O Vasco ainda está na Copa.
Mas eu torço pelo Botafogo.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly. Parece que o Botafogo está fora da Copa.
Que decepção. Eles têm os melhores artilheiros, mas não conseguem fazer gol.
Mas não fica triste. O Vasco ainda está na Copa.
Mas eu só torço pelo Botafogo.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Parece que o Botafogo está fora da Copa.
It seems Botafogo is out of the cup.
Que decepção. Eles têm os melhores artilheiros, mas não conseguem fazer gol.
I feel so deceived. They have the best forwards, but they can't make goals.
Mas não fica triste. O Vasco ainda está na Copa.
But don't get sad. Vasco is still in the cup.
Mas eu só torço pelo Botafogo.
But I only cheer for Botafogo. Okay, so we wanted to talk a little bit about Vasco and Botafogo.
Typically, when Brazilians start talking about Vasco, they are talking about a specific soccer team. Officially named Clube de Regatas Vasco da Gama, this soccer team has the fifth largest fan base of all the soccer teams in Brazil.
The name of the team pays homage to the well-known Portuguese navigator, Vasco da Gama. And yes, he was Portuguese, not Spanish. The team's crest includes an image of a caravela, which is the type of boat that Vasco da Gama navigated.
The Vasco da Gama soccer team is well known as one of the first major teams to include blacks on their teams.
They were highly criticized for this move in 1923 by the three other major football teams in Rio, which are Botafogo, Flamengo, and Fluminense. These three tried to have Vasco disbanded as a local team. Vasco fought for the rights of the blacks, and in 1926, they won their first championship and have been one of the top-rated teams ever since.
Botafogo is one of the three elite football clubs in Rio de Janeiro, and also participates in basketball, volleyball, and rowing.
Botafogo is considered one of the most traditional football teams in Rio de Janeiro, and during the 2014 World Cup will celebrate 120 years of existence. Its crest is a large black shield with a large white star in the middle. Let's take a look at the vocabulary. The first word we'll see is
decepção.
Deception.
Decepção. Decepção.
Our second word is
Botafogo.
A neighborhood in Rio.
Botafogo. Botafogo.
Our next word is
artilheiros.
Shooters, attackers, forwards.
Art Artilheiros. Artilheiro.
Our next word is?
Goal.
Goal.
Goal. Goal.
Next we have?
Vasco.
A Brazilian soccer club.
Vasco. Vasco.
Next is?
Ainda.
Still, yet.
Ainda. Ainda.
Next is?
Copa.
Cup.
Copa. Copa.
Next is?
Torso.
I cheer.
Torso. Torso.
Next is?
Saber.
To know.
Saber. Saber.
Next is?
Também.
Also, too.
Também. Também.
And our next word is?
Ajuda.
Help.
Ajuda. Ajuda.
And our last word is?
Pouco.
Little, bit, a small amount.
Pouco. Pouco.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase, parece que.
The literal translation is, it seems that.
But could also be translated as, it looks as if.
Could you break this down for us?
Parece que.
And one time fast.
Parece que.
So, what's our next phrase?
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase, que decepção.
The literal translation is, that deception.
But it means something closer to, how deceiving or that is such a deception.
Could you break this down?
Que decepção.
And one time fast.
Que decepção.
So what's our last phrase?
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase, nem pouco.
The literal translation here is, not even a little.
But more completely, it means not even a little bit. For example, someone asks you, are you tired? And you can respond very naturally with, nenhum pouco.
Which translates to, not even a little bit or not at all. Could you break this down for us?
Nenhum pouco.
And one time fast.
Nenhum pouco.
Let's move on to the focus of this lesson. So, Sandra, what's the focus of this lesson?
The focus of this lesson is agreement between nouns and verbs.
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase,
mas não fica triste,
which we translated as, but don't get sad.
Noun-verb agreement is the reason why verbs need to be conjugated. Noun-verb agreement just means that the verb indicates the same number of nouns as are actually being talked about.
For example,
eu jogo futebol,
which translates to I play soccer,
has correct noun-verb agreement. The verb jogo indicates the first person, I, which is what eu is.
However, if we change jogo to joga, we get
eu joga futebol,
which translates to I plays soccer.
Notice how the English sounds strange. It sounds equally strange in Portuguese.
This is because of incorrect noun-verb agreement. Joga indicates the second person and therefore doesn't agree with eu. This error is small enough that Brazilians would probably still understand you, right?
Right.
But it doesn't sound right. It's kind of a painful thing to their ears.
Yes, but do try to learn it right, please. As you can see, both English and Portuguese have subject-verb agreement. However, in Portuguese, noun-verb agreement is much more frequent.
For example, if we were to change joga to jogamos, we'd get...
Eu jogamos futebol.
Which translates to I play soccer.
This is an example of why exact translations can be deceptive. Here, the English is correct, but the Portuguese is quite incomprehensible.
A Brazilian would probably not be able to understand what you were saying if you said it this way.
Another example from the dialogue is Eles têm os melhores artilheiros, mas não conseguem fazer gol.
Which translates to They have the best forwards, but they can't make goals.
Here we have two verbs in one sentence and both agree with different subjects. The two verbs têm and conseguem are conjugated to agree with eles and artilheiros respectively. If you change it, eles to ele, you would have to re-conjugate the verb tem.
So what would that sentence look like?
Ele tem os melhores artilheiros, mas não conseguem fazer gol.
Which translates to he has the best forwards, but they can't make goals. Notice how the English they have has changed to he has. So both the noun and the verb have changed. This is noun-verb agreement.
If we were to change artilheiros to artilheiro, we'd have a similar change. Here we would have to change conseguem to consegue to maintain the noun-verb agreement.
And what would that sound like?
Ele tem o melhor artilheiro, mas não consegue fazer gol.
Which translates to He has the best forward, but he can't make goals. Okay, so could you give us some more example sentences of this?
Sure. First, let's look at one that uses the verb falar. So the example sentence would be Elas falam demais.
Which translates to They talk too much.
Next, let's use the verb cantar. An example sentence would be Ele não canta bem.
Which literally translates to He no sing well, but it means He doesn't sing well. Notice how this affects also the auxiliary verb doesn't in the translation.
Let's review this lesson.
In this lesson, we examined one of the fundamental reasons why verb conjugation takes place at all, why it even exists.
And that reason is because of noun-verb agreement, which is when the number of items indicated by the verb is the same as the number of items in reality.
That just about does it for today. Like our podcasts?
Then like our Facebook page too.
Get lesson updates, our Portuguese word of the day, and news on Facebook.
Just search for PortuguesePod101.com and like our fan page.
And if you like a lesson or series on PortuguesePod101.com,
let us know
by clicking the like button next to the lesson or series. Thanks for listening.
Até mais.
Parece que o Botafogo está fora da Copa.
Que decepção. Eles têm os melhores artilheiros, mas não conseguem fazer gol.
Mas não fica triste, o Vasco ainda está na Copa.
Mas eu torço pelo Botafogo.